I will talk about high spectral resolution X-ray optics based on pyrolytic graphite. These optics are optics for the hard X-ray range between several keV up to several 10 keV. I will give a short introduction to pyrolytic graphite. I will talk about the diffraction properties. I will show some new results, and finally I will give a conclusion. Pyrolytic graphite is a mosaic crystal which consists of a large number of very small crystallites. The commonly used pyrolytic graphite for X-ray spectroscopy is highly oriented pyrolytic graphite. The mosaic structure of highly oriented pyrolytic graphite, or short HOPG, was, for example, investigated by Ola et al. And he found that these very small crystallites with some micrometer in size are arranged to larger mosaic blocks with some 10 micrometer in thickness and some 100 micrometer in diameter. These larger mosaic blocks again are correlated in orientation and form larger crystal domains as shown here in the image. The angular distribution of these very small crystallites in the mosaic block is called mosaic spread. And this mosaic spread is responsible for the diffraction properties of a mosaic crystal. Here, the reflection of a parallel white beam is shown. And as can be seen, one gets a broadband reflection for mosaic crystals, and due to many crystallites participating in the reflection process, higher integral reflectivities. This high integral reflectivity is useful if working with low power X-ray sources. Broadband reflection is useful if one wants to make a single shot spectroscopy. Here are some typical values for the mosaic spread of highly oriented pyrolytic graphite. It ranges from 0.1 degree up to 7 degree. High integral reflectivity is obtained between 2 keV and several 10 keV. While for low-power sources, X-ray sources, the integral reflectivity is important. For high-power X-ray sources, the thermal properties are of particular interest. Here are the thermal properties for graphite, for HOPG, shown in comparison to diamond and silicon. And as can be seen, the thermal properties of graphite are very similar to that of diamond, except the thermal conductivity and the thermal expansion in the direction perpendicular to the OO2 plane. But maybe it is promising, and maybe it should be investigated for this application. The key question for application of a crystal in X-ray spectroscopy is, what energy resolution can be obtained with this crystal? Up to now, it was commonly assumed that this energy resolution of pyrolytic graphite is low. Reported values of E over delta E are well below 1,000. So, concerning the energy resolution, the focusing properties of the mosaic crystals has to be considered. In mosaic crystals, a so-called mosaic focusing occurs and is shown here. In the ideal case, if all crystallites are lying on a Rowland circle, the source size is imaged into the detector plane, and the energy resolution is only determined by the source size and the Darwin widths of the small crystallites. On the other hand, in the plane perpendicular to the dispersion plane, one observes a defocusing due to the mosaic spread. This defocusing does not affect the energy resolution, but the beam after reflection shows a divergence. So what are the reasons for the bad energy resolutions measured before? The reasons are focusing errors. Here, two kinds of focusing errors are shown. The first one, the thickness focusing error, arises if the crystallites are penetrated in the depths to find a if the photon penetrates into the depths of the crystal to find a crystallite from which it can be reflected. This focusing error gives rise to a broadening of the source, image source in the detector plane. The thickness focusing error can be overcome by enhancing the distances between source, crystal, and image, or simply by making the crystals thinner. Another focusing error is the flat focusing error, which arises due to reflection from crystal lights at the edges of the crystal. These crystal lights are not lying on the Rowland circle and produce a smearing in the detector plane. This focusing error cannot be reduced by making the crystal thinner. This focusing error can only be reduced by reducing the mosaicity or by restricting the crystal size or by reducing the divergence angle of the incident beam. To prove whether the energy resolution is enhanced by reducing the crystal thickness, we used this simple setup. It consists of the crystal, a source, and a CCD camera. The source was a microfocus X-ray tube for an IFG with a copper anode and a source size of 50 micrometer. The CCD was a deep depletion CCD. The distances between source and crystal and CCD were equal in each measurement. In this configuration, mosaic focusing can take place, and best energy resolution is obtained. And the CCD was placed perpendicular to the reflected beam. What we measured is shown here. We measured a very thin 50 micrometer thick HOPG crystal in first order reflection and second order reflection. The lines seen here are the kappa K alpha lines reflected from the crystal, and the measurements were performed in different distances. The best energy resolution we obtained for the largest distance in second order reflection, and we got at 8 keV, that's the kappa alpha emission energy. At a distance of 260 millimeter, we got an E over delta E 2900 in second order reflection, still with an integral reflectivity comparable to germanium. Here it must be noted that not only the thickness was responsible for this good energy resolution, it was also a modified fabrication process. This new kind of purity graphite is decided from Opticraft to call them henceforth highly annealed pyrolytic graphite. What is the difference between highly annealed pyrolytic graphite and HOPG? Here two images of very thin crystals are shown. It can be seen that the energy resolution of HOPG is much better than that of the HOPG. That cannot be a thickness effect, that must be the mosaicity. That must be an effect which reduces the flat focusing error. That we have measured in working curve measurements. Here in first order reflection at BESI, we measured the mosaic reflection and the intrinsic reflection for a HOPG crystal, and we found a mosaic spread of 0.042 degree, which is much lower than all mosaic spreads measured for HOPG. Another very interesting feature of HOPG is that they can bend due to mounting them on a mount of any shape. This mounting occurs adhesively, so arbitrary geometry can be realized, but the question arises which spectral resolution can be obtained with bent HOPG. To prove that, we have mounted a bent stacked crystal consisting of three layers of 10 micrometer and a bent single sheet crystal, HOPG crystal, on a cylindrical lens within radius of 150 millimeter, and for reference, we mounted the same crystals on a flat substrate, and we found in the case of the flat substrate a decrease due to thickness, but both energy resolutions for both preparations were equal. In the bent case, that was very surprisingly, we found a decrease in energy resolution for the stacked case, and an enhanced and increased energy resolution in the bent single sheet case. From that measurements, we can conclude that we cannot now explain what the reason is for this behavior. Maybe here is it an interaction between the layers. Maybe here The mosaic structure has changed, we don't know. But we can conclude from this that no decrease in energy resolution for band single sheet of HAPG was found or can occurs. Here are again all parameters listed or all features of pyrolytic graphite listed. And with this I will conclude. We have shown high energy resolution and high integral reflectivity can be obtained with highly annealed pyrolytic graphite. This crystal was today the first time presented to an auditorium. And this energy resolution can even be obtained in band geometry. The most promising application from our point is the high energy resolution single shot spectroscopy. Here again, all people are acknowledged, which had taken part in this work. And these people are from a lot of institutions in Berlin Adlershof, in the neighborhood of Bessie. Thank you.
Thank you. Paper's open for questions. Okay, if there are no questions, let's thank our speaker again. Thank you.